comforting a mourner on Shabbos, performing Nechem Avelim when you see an Avel in Shul. So as we know, Avelim during Shiva have a restriction against leaving their homes and therefore arrange for Minyanim to take place in their homes. On Shabbos, however, it is permitted for them to come to Shul. When a person sees this individual, the Avel, in middle of Shiva or after Shiva, whom he has not yet had a chance to comfort him, the question is raised as to whether it is permitted for him to do so now on Shabbos. Is Nechem Avelim permitted on Shabbos or not? Do we say that since it involves negativity, sadness, and is not within the Shabbos spirit, that therefore one should not do so? Or do we say that it is not viewed in such a light, and it is important to comfort the Avel even on Shabbos? So this matter was first discussed in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos 12, A through B, in which a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is recorded regarding this question. Beis Hillel taking the lenient approach that it is permitted to comfort Avelim on Shabbos, and Beis Shammai taking the stringent approach that it's forbidden to do so. Practically, as always, we rule like Beis Hillel, although the Gemara there continues and says that it was with difficulty that we permitted comforting mourners on Shabbos. Practically, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 287 in Aruch Chaim, it is ruled like Beis Hillel that it is permitted to comfort an Avel on Shabbos. However, there are a number of qualifications that are mentioned in the Achrayinim to this allowance. Number one, the Primigadim explains that this allowance is only to privately comfort the Avel. However, you can't do anything publicly to publicly mention his Avelus. So, for example, the Gabbai of the Shul, or anyone else for that matter, should not announce to the congregation that the Avel is now in Shul and everyone should go be Menachem him. Every individual can personally and privately go over to him and be Menachem him, even in front of other people, but just not to announce it. Another discussion in the Achrayinim is regarding the Nusach of the Nechem Avelim. During the week, Minag Yisrael is to state to the Avel, HaMaki Minachem Eschem B'Seich Shar Avli Tzion V'Yerushalayim, at least amongst the Ashkenazim. May this Nusach likewise be said on Shabbos. So interestingly, when this halacha is recorded in the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, it's recorded together with the allowance of Bikur Cholim. And there they continue and write, however, one should not say like he does during the regular week, and should rather say the following changed nusach. The problem is that they only mention a changed nusach for Bikur Cholim and not for Nechem Avelim. So the question is asked, should we also change the nusach for Nechem Avelim, or only for Bikur Cholim that we say Shabbos Himilizik for a Cholim? So practically this matter is debated amongst the Achrayinim. The Bach and the Rashal rule that a change should be done as well for Nechem Avelim. So don't say the regular Nusach of Amokim Yenachem Eschem, but rather say Shabbos Hi Milenachem Unechama Kreva Lovei, similar to the Refuah Shleima Nusach that we do on Shabbos. However, from the Torah Yeredeya chapter 393, it's clear from the words of his father the Rush that Minag Ashkenaz was to tell the Yavel on Shabbos the regular Nusach of Amokim Yenachem Echa. And so writes the Magen Avram, and so arbitrates the Alter Rebbe LaHalacha in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 287, Halacha 2. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, it is permitted for one to say the regular Nusach of Amokim Minachem Esachem, Seich Shazim Yerushalayim, to the Avel on Shabbos, although some are stringent to change the Nusach as rule the Bach and the Rashal, and they say Shabbos Simi Lenachem, and some even don't say any Nusach at all and simply say Shabbat Shalom or something of the like as recorded in the Kaf HaChaim 287, Sif Katan Dalet. Another matter that's discussed in the Achrayinim is regarding whether you may initially set up your Avelus visitation, your Shiva visitation to the Yavel to be on Shabbos. And on this, the Alter Rebbe writes, based on the Magen Avram, and so record many other Achrayinim, that since the Gemara in Shabbos says that it was with difficulty that we allowed visiting the mourners on Shabbos and being Menachem them, therefore it's not proper to initially set up your Nechem Avelims that you do for Shabbos. And the best thing is to try to do it during the week, and only if you weren't able to for whatever reason, then be Menachem him on Shabbos as is allowed. Now some of you may ask, this halacha that we just learned today sounds very strange, as I've never believe I've seen anyone do Nechem Avelim on Shabbos. When the Yavel comes to Shul, people say good Shabbos to him and that's it. Do we no longer follow this halacha that permits being Menachem Avel on Shabbos? So indeed, a number of Achronim from the previous generation already record that the custom, at least amongst Ashkenazim, was to no longer perform Nicham Aveilim on Shabbos. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan in 287.3 and the Mukhei Aruch Chaim in 287.1. And so records the Das Kedeshin, the Darkei Achayim, Gesher Achayim, the Kolboy of Rav Greenwald, Pnei Baruch, and many Malakdei Derenu. Now while the Nemukei Aruch Chaim argues for the meritorious aspects of this custom to no longer be Menachem Avel, the Shevet HaLevi in a tshuva questions his assertions and says perhaps the custom to not be Menachem Avel on Shabbos was not accepted amongst Gedolei Yisrael, who make no mention of such a thing on their works in Aruch Chaim chapter 287 regarding this law. So practically, we can summarize this as follows. As can be vividly seen, the widespread custom is not really to be Menachem Avel on Shabbat. However, this doesn't mean that it's forbidden to do so. And if one chooses to do so, he certainly may. And in the event that one feels that the Avel will feel slighted if no one says anything to him, especially if you didn't see him the whole week of Shiva, and now suddenly you see him in Shul and you ignore his loss, he may take this personally. Certainly, in such a case, you are to follow the letter of the law, be menachem him on Shabbos, and tell him, hamakim menachem eschem, or the change nosach if you follow that opinion, as we mentioned, and you should not be machmer to follow a custom that is against the halacha and can offend someone.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.